This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. Organizers of a proposed ballot initiative making it harder for Missouri legislators to overturn voter-approved laws say they are abandoning their efforts. A spokesperson for Your Vote Counts campaign says the group has accomplished its primary purpose of making state lawmakers more mindful of the will of the people. The effort was heavily subsidized by the Humane Society of the United States, which backed a 2010 ballot initiative that toughened Missouri's regulations on dog breeders. Voters approved the measure, but lawmakers have since overturned or revised many of its provisions. The campaign sought a Missouri constitutional amendment requiring 3/4 majority vote of both the House and the Senate to override voter-approved laws. The Missouri Department of Conservation says zebra mussels have been found in Smithville Lake, a reservoir north of Kansas City. The Kansas City Star reports the invasive mussels were found attached to metal gates that control the flow of water through the dam. Zebra mussels pose no health risk to humans, but multiply rapidly and are almost impossible to eliminate from large lakes once they're established. Dense colonies can clog water lines and intakes and crowd out native species. They spread in flowing water and also travel within boats and bait buckets and by attaching themselves to hulls. Smithville Lake is the fifth Missouri reservoir where zebra mussels have been found. A third bill has been filed this year that would raise Missouri's cigarette tax. Marshall Griffin has details.
The latest bill would raise the state's cigarette tax from 17 cents per pack to $1.095 per pack, but would also rise or fall based on the national average cigarette tax, and it would require a statewide voter referendum. It's sponsored by Democrat Jeanette Mott Oxford of St. Louis.
I can't see how in the world it would hurt business in any way in this state. What it would do is it would mean a lot of children stop smoking, and what it would do is it would mean that a lot of pregnant women stop smoking, because that's been the experience in other states.
Other bills to raise the state's cigarette tax have been filed by lawmakers from both parties, but most GOP leaders and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon remain opposed to any tax hike. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Senator Claire McCaskill officially began her reelection campaign, the first and only Democrat so far in a contest that has attracted several Republican candidates. McCaskill was in Jefferson City today to file for the August Democratic Party primary in her bid for a second six-year term in Washington. The prominent three prominent Republicans are also in the U.S. Senate race. Former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman of Rolla, U.S. Representative Todd Akin of St. Louis, and St. Louis businessman John Brunner have all already filed for the Republican position. McCaskill says she expects a clear contrast in policies between her and whoever wins the Republican primary. The Missouri Republican Party rescheduled the controversial St. Charles County caucus for April 10th. The caucus was originally scheduled for March 17th at a gymnasium in St. Peter's, but was abandoned when it turned chaotic over rules and decisions made at the caucus. Missouri House Representative from St. Peter's, Doug Funderburk, has some thoughts on the newly scheduled caucus.
I think what we saw unfold Saturday, there's no justification for it. It could have probably been handled better. But it's a result of a lot of people not cooperating with the National Party.
Chairman of the Missouri GOP, David Cole, will be chairing the new caucus, which will be held April 10th at 7 p.m. at the St. Charles County Convention Center. The Jefferson City Memorial Airport has received a grant that will offset the operating costs and pay for the resurfacing of the main runway. The grant has been approved by the federal government and MoDOT. Britt Smith, Director of Operations for the Department of Public Works, says the grant will cover previous expenses lost last year.
In total, the maximum amount of the grant would be $86,000 from MoDOT. Approximately 50% of it would be for last year's expenses, and then 50% would be for this year's expenses.
Despite not having scheduled flights, Jefferson City Memorial Airport is the third busiest airport outside the metropolitan areas in Missouri. An ambulance service in Mexico has halted construction on a new building because of what it is calling unfit infrastructure. Audrain Ambulance District Administrator Kevin Payne says the ongoing sewer issues have put construction of the new district building at a standstill. He says he was aware of minor flooding issues when purchasing the property, but since then, problems have been discovered bringing building costs to about $300,000. Mexico Wastewater Superintendent Rick Dunker says that his department has recently repaired a manhole leaking sewage on the property and says the repair resolved the issue.
Part of the problem might be with the process that they went through to select that site. They may not have done quite as much investigation as they should have.
Says the manhole repair at the property was only a temporary fix, and sewage will continue to appear until the underlying issue is resolved. He says he will look for a new site for the facility and will sell the property after the sewage issue is resolved.